Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this is perfect timing. On the line right now, Radio.com MLB insider John Heyman. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. The first to report the Starling Marte trade to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and John has some information on who's coming back in this deal. John, take it away.
If it's Brennan Malone, a top pitching prospect, 33rd overall pick last year, a pitcher, and then I've seen reported Peguero, a shortstop who's highly regarded, also in the top 15 on the Arizona list. So, and I think they're getting some international money as well. So Pirates seem like they're doing pretty well here, considering Marte obviously has a significant salary. I think they're doing okay.
John, did you get the sense that Dalton Varsho, the catcher, was off the table in these talks, or was he discussed to your knowledge?
I'm sure he was discussed, but he's probably off the table, too. He was probably discussed from the Pirates' end of things. You know, certainly a top catching prospect, plus the son of a former Pirate is a bonus. That would have been something I'm sure they would have liked to have gotten, but I think he was too high on the list at this point for the D-backs to give up. They have a pretty good list, a lot of good players.
Yeah, John Heyman joining us. He broke the Marte trade to the Diamondbacks. Reportedly two players coming back, John, telling us Brennan Malone is one of these guys. But I don't see him, and John, you could elaborate more on this. I don't see Brennan Malone's name on any of these Diamondbacks top prospects or MLB top 100 lists. Why do you think that is?
Well, he was just a draft pick last year, so maybe they haven't fit him in yet since he has no pedigree from the minor leagues at this point. Mm-hmm. But I think he's a pretty highly regarded
high-ceiling guy, John. I mean, are we talking about someone that had – okay.
Yeah, it's 33rd overall pick. Yeah, that's going to be a high-ceiling guy. There's nothing that could have happened since he was picked 33rd. Yeah, that's a high-ceiling guy. But, I mean, again, these guys both – pretty far away. That's what they wanted to do, was get some high ceiling prospects, and I think the Pirates have achieved that.
John, can you tell us a little more about Malone? Any specifics? Is this guy a power arm? Because for years with Neil Huntington here, it was projectable, a certain kind of build that he wanted, and a certain kind of, you know, just a full-bodied guy, bigger guy who threw hard. That was what they always seemed to prioritize in any kind of trade or draft situation.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've heard that Malone is very talented. You know, I couldn't tell you exactly what he throws, anything like that. I think he's an IMG Academy guy.
Okay.
I think he might be. He's a big guy. I think 6'3", 6'4", something like that. I believe he has a good velocity from what I recall from the draft. Now you're testing my recall a bit, but I believe he was known for a big velocity and a pretty big guy and a high ceiling would be what I would say.
John, take us behind the scenes of the Marte sweepstakes. It was hot, then it was cold, then you said last week on Friday that it was picking up again. What caused the uptick? How many teams? I mean, was there a deal somewhere else that almost got made? Take us behind the scenes if you could.
Well, I know they talked a lot to the Mets. The Mets, it seemed like from what secondhand they were offering Brandon Nimmo at one point. Eventually, I think the Mets had to talk prospects, though, because Pittsburgh was interested in the prospects. My understanding is that they liked a young shortstop, I believe, Ronnie Mauricio from the Mets. Now, he's their top prospect, so I don't think that was probably a non-starter for the Mets. I don't know that was an unreasonable request, considering Marte's talent, but you know, I think at some point several days ago, the Mets thought the Pirates were looking for too much. Texas and San Diego were two other teams in it. San Diego seems to be occupied right now with the Mookie Betts situation. That might have affected their pursuit here.
John, throughout his tenure in the front offices, what is Ben Cherington's reputation just as far as a guy making trades? Is he considered one of the more shrewd guys out there throughout his years? Does he have a reputation as somebody that gets the worst of deals? We know I ask you that here because Neil Huntington in a couple major deals recently and then at the start of his tenure did not exactly have them go his way.
Yeah, you know, obviously Ben had experience as a general manager of Boston, so he's a more experienced fellow than when Neil came in. And so we have some background on Ben. And, you know, I think Ben did fantastic with the player development. So I think he knows systems and how to build a system. I think he did very, very well with, shall we say, cost-effective free agents. We know that 1 year he signed 7 cost-effective ones, Napoli, Drew, and several others, Dempster. And I think basically 6 out of the 7 worked out, and then they won the World Series the following year. His downfall came when he tried to sign a couple big free agents. Hanley Ramirez didn't work out, and, of course, Pablo Sandoval, for whatever reason, didn't work out at all for them. He went back to San Francisco, and he's performed okay for them. But that was basically his downfall. You know, I couldn't tell you there's a ton of trades that I can recall that he made. He was excellent on the player development, as you guys know, I'm sure, mm-hmm. and very good on the smaller free agent signings. But I don't recall him being ripped off, if that's what you mean, any deals. I think he, by and large, was a very good GM, and, you know, he went for the gusto on a couple free agents that didn't pan out, and I think that's why they ultimately went to Dave Dombrowski.
John Heyman, great job reporting here on the Marte trade, the first to have it, and now we're getting the names trickling back in. Brennan Malone, a first-round pick last year, a pitcher, the big name in this deal. What's next for the Pirates, John? Do you think Adam Frazier is the next player off the Pirate ship here in the next few days or next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard he is very popular on the market. Now, his salary is not very high, so, you know, I don't know if there's a great impetus to make a deal. Of course, the biggest impetus for Pittsburgh is to get great prospects back and certainly high-ceiling ones. And I know that as far back as the winter meetings, which is now a long time ago, he was quite popular. You know, versatile young player, did a nice job last year. And there are many teams that are interested. So that is a possibility. I don't know if there's an urgency to it, as he doesn't have a big salary as Marte did.
John, I'm curious to take the focus briefly from the Pirates, but to an NL Central, fellow NL Central team. What's your reaction to this Nicholas Castellanos deal with Cincinnati? The option year there, the out clause, I find very intriguing.
Yeah, he's got two, after the first year and after the second. After the first, that's pretty rare. I think it might happen once before, but I can't recall who it was. But to have two, first and second, it's a pretty good deal for Castellanos, considering he's going to a ballpark that should be of his liking, where he should fit. Obviously, defense is not his forte, and he should be okay in the outfield there. You know, we'd heard San Francisco and other places where there's a big outfield. Those were probably not the right spots for him. You know, Comerica, he did okay, but he did much better in Wrigley, which, you know, overall plays straight up. Some good days, some bad for the hitters. He loved it there, and Cincinnati is more of a hitter's park. So very good park for him. Their team is much improved. In my mind, as of today, I think they're the favorite in that division. So I love what they've done, but that's a pretty good deal for Castellanos. He obviously had a big finish to the season and was the best offensive player that the Cubs had for the final couple months of the season. So not shocked that he got a good deal, but with the two opt-outs, I think it's a very good deal for him.
John, you think there's interest in Chris Archer right now? Is he with the Pirates on opening day, or do you think that's a deal that gets done closer to the trade deadline?
Yeah, I would say it'd be limited based on how he's performed for the Pirates. He's really got to get back together and perform at least as well as he did in Tampa. I think when they acquired him, they figured they could make him do better, and he has actually done worse. So, you know, trade now would be like selling a stock low. So, yeah, I don't think that's too likely. Of course, you can't rule anything out. He's certainly been out there, and anything possible, but I would say not that likely.
John, I almost don't want to ask this again because it's going to – now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going off of what I saw you say apparently on WFAN, our parent station, if you will, a couple days ago. Please tell me that Nolan Arenado is not going to sometime soon end up with the St. Louis Cardinals. That, just please, I'm begging.
Yeah,
you.
I don't know that. I didn't say that. I said that he would approve a trade.
Okay. No, I know that's okay. That's what you said, and that's what you said, and that's what immediately just scared the crap out of me. Like, are they actually going to go and do this deal if he's going to waive his no trade clause to go there?
The waiving of the no trade is the most insignificant of the hurdles at this point. He does not seem very happy there, as you guys are well aware.
Yep.
So. You know, I think the waiving the no trade can be easily done as long as they're dealing with teams that are good or have a history of being good, and St. Louis is both of those things. So no surprise that he would accept a trade to St. Louis. The hurdles are the opt-out after 2021, and, of course, he's got a big contract, and Colorado wouldn't be able to trade him unless they got big pieces back. You can't just sell that to your fans. We traded Nolan Arenado just to get rid of the contract. And, he basically has a very similar contract to Rendon. And, you know, the Angels are the only ones willing to give him $245 million. And maybe you think Arenado is a little bit better. I mean, certainly defensively, he might be the best all time. But, you know, I would say offensively, I'd give the edge to Rendon. So they're not that far apart. And to take on the $234 million left, it's just hard for me to envision a team giving up a lot of prospects too. Is something possible? Sure, I never rule anything out. They could trade him if they pay it down by half and get those prospects, but to just give him away, which is I think what you'd have to do if you're not paying down that contract, it's just hard for me to imagine the Rockies doing that.
Hey, John, last one before we let you run here, and thanks so much today after you break this story. It was just perfect timing. It was apropos. Do you think that the Pirates going in this direction, rebuilding, stripping it down to the studs, is there optimism and reason to hope that when the Pirates do start to build it back up, ownership here this time around will actually spend some money? Do you think that Ben Cherington would have taken this job without that kind of wink-wink?
Well, I'll let you judge that better than me. You guys have been there. You know the yep. history there.
I thought maybe you might have heard something when those guys got hired that was along those lines.
Promised. I think Ben Cherington liked the challenge, liked the idea that it was in a rebuild or a modified rebuild, whatever you want to say. He fit that, and he did well with that in Boston. He did great drafting with Boston. They won a World Series title. Ultimately, obviously, Boston's got revenues that are third best, I believe, in baseball at this point, and might have been second best at that point before LA signed that big TV deal. So it's a little bit different situation. Pittsburgh does not have that type of revenue, and they do not have a history of spending huge, as you guys know, surely better than I do. But I do have faith in Ben Cherington to do a good job. I do think they have some good pieces in that system, a couple, and they've added a couple here. And I think they're on the right track. How soon they get there, that I couldn't promise you.
John, I got to staple one question onto the end of this, just based on what we saw tweeted out a couple hours ago. Jim Bowden talking about the NL GMs that believe the DH is going to be in the NL as early as 2021. Are you hearing any kind of rumbling similar to that?
I think it would be 2022. You know, I have not investigated that today, and I have to go back and look at it, but I think we still have 2 years to go, right, in the CBA, right?
Yep,
so
yep.
It would be 2022. That would be the earliest, I think. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if it got going in 2022, but I have not heard any momentum in that direction beyond what we've already heard, which is that they're discussing it, and it's a possibility. And, you know, baseball has done some different things. They instituted the rule with the three the pitchers have to face three batters, so they're willing to try some different things, and this would certainly be different for the National League. So I would not be surprised if it happens, but I would think it'd be 2022 more likely than 2021. I guess they can always amend the CBA, but I would find that not that likely.
He had the scoop on Twitter. Go follow him there for more on the Pirates Diamondbacks trade. Starling Marte to join Ketel Marte in Arizona at John Heyman, J-O-N. On Twitter. John, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and great job on this story.
All right, great talking to you guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.